All right, let's dive in. Today, we're going deep on a Quick Turn Design Systems v. Shapiro. It's a big one, right? Out of the Delaware Supreme Court, this case, it's still making waves.
You know? Oh, yeah.
This one really digs into hostile takeovers and how far a company can actually go to defend itself.
Right.
And we're talking poison pills here.
Yes.
You know, those strategies to fend off unwanted bidders.
Absolutely.
So think about this. A company's facing a takeover, and they try to limit their own board's power.
Interesting.
Can they really do that? Can they control what decisions get made about the company's future, even if it's their own board? That's what we're going to unpack today.
It's a fascinating case because it really shows that tension, you know, between a board protecting the company and the law. Like, where's the limit?
Right.
It all comes down to this poison pill. And did it go too far? Was it legal?
Okay, so set the stage for us. All right. What was going on with Quick Turn?
So picture the late 90s tech boom and all.
Yep.
You've got Mentor Graphics. They want to buy Quick Turn Design Systems, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they go for a hostile takeover.
What does that mean exactly?
They try to buy enough shares to take control.
Well,
even though Quick Turn's board is totally against it.
So drama. What did Quick Turn do?
Oh, they fought back. Two-pronged defense.
Okay.
First, they changed their poison pill.
They already had one.
Yeah, but they added something called a delayed redemption provision.
DRP.
Yeah, DRP. Basically, if a new board gets elected, one that maybe likes Mentor's offer, they can't get rid of the poison pill for 6 months if it's to help Mentor.
Wow. So they're like controlling the future board.
Right.
Even if that future board thinks the deal's good for the shareholders.
Last the question.
That's bold. What was the second thing?
They changed their bylaws to slow things down.
How so?
They delayed any shareholder meetings called to maybe, you know, swap out the board.
Ah, smart. Buying time.
Yeah. 90 to 100 days.
And Mentor wasn't happy with.
No way. They cried foul, went straight to court.
Legal battle. What happened?
First stop, Delaware Chancery Court.
Okay.
Interesting. They said the bylaw change was fine, just procedure.
Okay.
But the DRP, that was a no-go.
Why is that?
They said it violated the board's fiduciary duty.
Hold on. Remind me what that means again.
Sure. So fiduciary duty means the board has to act in the best interests of the company and the shareholders.
Right, right.
The court thought the DRP was too restrictive, not enough flexibility for the board to really do what's best, even if things changed later.
So the court wasn't buying that stopping a future board was acting in everyone's best interest.
Exactly.
But this isn't the end, is it?
Nope. Quick Turn appealed, and it went up to the Delaware Supreme Court.
Oh, the big league. But
stop for corporate law.
Yeah.
They also said the DRP was invalid, but for a different reason.
Oh.
They called it a statutory violation, a key difference.
Okay, now I'm curious. What's that all about?
Well, the Chancery Court focused on fiduciary duty, like the spirit of the law. But the Supreme Court went to the letter of the law, specifically a section called DGCL Section 141A.
Okay, so we need to understand DGCL Section 141A.
Big time. This is important stuff.
What does it say?
Basically, it says the board of directors manages the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
And any limits on their power have to be in the company's official documents, not decided by the board on their own.
But wasn't the DRP doing just that, limiting the future board?
You see, that's the nuance. The court said the DRP wasn't just any limit. It was a hard stop, per se, invalid, they called it. Mm-hmm. They saw it as totally blocking the future board no matter what.
So even if accepting Mentor's offer became the best thing for shareholders, they couldn't do it.
Right.
So any action that restricts board power under this law is automatically bad, even if they mean well.
You got it. The Delaware Supreme Court drew a line in the sand saying, you can't just make up your own rules about limiting your power later.
It makes you think, how much freedom do boards really have in these situations?
That's the question, isn't it? Lots to unpack here.
Absolutely. So we've set the stage, got the legal background.
Right.
Now things are going to get even more interesting as we dig deeper into the case.
Definitely. There's a lot more to explore.
We'll be back right after this with more on Quick Turn Design Systems v. Shapiro.
Stay tuned.
Now, I'm a bit confused here.
Mm.
If a regular poison pill is usually okay,
right,
what made this DRP so bad in the eyes of the law? I mean, they both seem to make the company less appealing, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to really get it, we need to look back at another case.
Okay.
Moran v. Household International, that one upheld poison pills. And it all comes down to the board's options.
What do you mean?
In Moran, the court said the board could always redeem the pill.
Redeem.
Like deactivate it, you know, if things change and a takeover is suddenly a good deal.
Okay.
But the DRP and Quick Turn took that away.
So it's like one, you have an escape hatch, and the other, you're trapped.
Exactly. A safety net versus a straitjacket.
Got it. So the DRP was way more extreme.
It was.
But how did it break that DGCL Section 141A we talked about?
Remember, that law says the board manages the company.
Yeah.
And deciding to sell the company or not, that's a big part of their job.
Right.
The DRP messed with that. It took away the future board's ability to even consider selling, even if it was the best move.
So they couldn't fulfill their duty to the shareholders.
Exactly. That's what the court was getting at.
Sounds like they were making a point. You can't just ignore the law, even if you think you're doing good.
Right. It's all about playing by the rules.
And they said it pretty clearly in the ruling, right?
Oh, yeah. They didn't hold back. They said the DRP prevents a newly elected board from discharging its management duties to the corporation and its stockholders for 6 months. This is invalid under Section 141A.
Strong words. But I'm still stuck on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why was delaying shareholder meetings okay, but the DRP wasn't? They both seem like they're meant to block, mentor.
You're right. They both aim to slow things down, but they targeted different things. Delaying meetings just delayed the process, right? Shareholders could still meet eventually, maybe elect a new board.
It just took longer.
Right, like a speed bump, not a roadblock.
So the board still had the ultimate power, just not right away.
Exactly. The DRP was different. It directly limited what the board could do, especially about selling the company. And Delaware law is super clear. The board can't be stripped of that power.
That's the big difference then. One delays, the other restricts power.
Right. And that's why the two courts came to different conclusions.
Because the Chancery Court was looking at intent. Was the board acting reasonably?
Yeah, fiduciary duty.
But the Supreme Court said, nope, doesn't matter. Break the law. You're wrong.
That's it, black and white, with DGCL, Section 141A.
Quick Turn really set a precedent then.
It did, and it changed how companies deal with takeovers.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners, especially lawyers dealing with this stuff?
Well, first off, no hand poison pills like the DRP. They're pretty much dead.
No more trapping future boards.
Exactly. Companies saw that trying to limit future boards like that just won't fly in court.
So future boards can breathe a sigh of relief.
But it goes further. Quick Turn made companies much more careful about their defenses.
They have to tread lightly.
They got to make sure any board, now or in the future, can redeem poison pills if needed.
Shows you. Good intentions aren't enough. Got to follow the rules, especially in these big corporate battles.
Right. Quick Turn showed everyone how important DGCL Section 141A is. It's a hard limit, and the courts mean it.
You know, it's funny, this case seems dry at first glance, all legal stuff.
Right.
But it really shows you the power dynamics, all the strategy, how companies can and can't act. It's like a chess match.
Yeah, I like that. A high-stakes chess game. Got to outsmart the other side, but stay within the rules.
And Quick Turn, they got a little too clever, crossed the line.
They did.
A lesson for any company facing a takeover, right?
Definitely a cautionary tale.
Okay, so we covered the facts, the legal arguments, the impact. But I always like to leave our listeners thinking, what if Quick Turn hadn't been so aggressive? Could they have stopped the takeover without the DRP?
The million-dollar question.
Right. What do you think?
Hard to say for sure, but they could have tried negotiating with Mentor, right? Or found a different buyer, someone they liked better.
Yeah.
They could have focused on making Quick Turn more valuable, harder to take over.
Yeah, make themselves less appealing as a target.
Exactly.
You know, maybe the DRP, even if it was legal, would backfire.
How so?
It makes them look scared, resistant to change. Maybe investors wouldn't like that.
That's a good point. Sometimes the best defense is a strong offense.
Right. Just be so good, no one wants to mess with you.
Build a great company, make it too valuable to take over.
That's a great takeaway for any leader, but even if a takeover happens,
right.
Quick Turn shows us there's a right way and a wrong way to fight back.
Absolutely.
And knowing corporate law, especially those tricky parts like DGCL Section 141A, that's crucial.
Couldn't agree more. Cases like this, they're not just about the law.
It's the strategy, the drama, the power plays.
Exactly. A glimpse behind the curtain of the corporate world.
So for our listeners hooked on this deep dive,
yeah,
keep exploring. Read the whole Quick Turn decision. Check out other takeover battles. See what you find.
There's always more to learn.
That's right. And let us know what you think. What stood out to you? What questions do you have? Any other cases we should deep dive into?
Yeah, we love hearing from you.
Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, keep diving deep.
Well said.